from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
The Bills have signed 4-year veteran Terrell Burgess.
You know, you want them competing and you want guys pushing each other to the edge and trying not to cross it. So you try to be ready. We're all trying to make each other better. These are brothers and they're competitive and they're all fighting for jobs.
Give Brandon Bean a lot of credit.
The camp Josh Allen's had, which I think you can make an argument it's been the best training camp he's ever had.
Vaughn is Vaughn. 40 is back.
Mike Danger.
So a break for the Bills, a day off. We're back in studio before returning back to St. John Fisher tomorrow. The week wraps for the team with the return of the blue and the red at Highmark Stadium on Friday.
Gene Battaglia.
I don't have the 36 years that Mike Catalana has, but you know what I have, Danger? I got 25. My first camp was at Fredonia. I have watched these camps every single year. There's somebody that looks great, and you're like, yeah, but.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave and Ridge Road Webster, aceswim.com. Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spence Support, and Dansville. Maddie'sMotorsports.com. And all of our guests appear in the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. We have confirmation that tomorrow in the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat, we'll be joined by the host of the Locked On Bills podcast. Joe Marino is going to stop by the sports bar tomorrow as well.
Yeah, Joe Marino, Dan Fates. You never know who's going to be stopping by. I mean, if you have missed any of our camp interviews, we've had Greg Rousseau, KJ Hamler, Daquan Jones. I mean, some really interesting conversations. And yesterday, Brandon Bean, Buffalo Bills general manager, stopped by.
Yeah, 2 days in a row now, the Bills have brought in help for the defensive backfield. Another safety signing today, Terrell Burgess. The signing today. Yesterday, it was Kareem Jackson. And yesterday, we also asked Brandon Bean, hey, why not Micah Hyde? What, you know, the guy that was supposedly on speed dial?
See, I don't think it's a Brandon Bean thing. I think it's a Hyde thing. Like, he's on speed dial. He's not here. You know why? He don't want to be here. Like, if he was going to come in and come in for the league minimum, who wants to come to camp? Like, if we have the truth serum or lie detector, whatever it is, do you like training camp? Players would say no. No, they don't. It's hot. It's boring. Especially if you're a veteran. Like, Micah Hyde doesn't want to be here in Rochester. Oh, by the way, if you're not getting a signing bonus, you don't get paid. Like, Terrell Burgess? Like, he's not making any money unless he makes his team. So, Micah Hyde, I'm not putting any stock in this danger. I think we've come to the conclusion, okay, that, hey, even if there is another safety that you don't want this, goes down, you're not calling Micah Hyde. Micah Hyde, it's a storyline in November.
I think that Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop both having injuries here in these two signings in 2 days, it really stunts the potential growth of Cole Bishop in his rookie year, and I think it hurts Mike Edwards' chances of making this team when you have two guys here, veteran guys here in Burgess and Kareem Jackson kind of stepping in. Now, Taylor Rapp is healthy. He has been the constant in this at the safety position. He's been out there you know, anchor the first team, DeMar Hamlin? DeMar Hamlin, right?
Right.
I mean, it's got to be DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah. You got Cam Lewis kind of hanging around. He's got some experience, right? Look, it could just be as simple as this, Danger, that if you're looking at the 91, there was some fat on the roster. Why are you carrying two punters? Like, you're only carrying one place kicker, so that's how they made the room for Burgess today. Jack Browning was the backup punter. You really know your Buffalo Bills football if you knew it was Jack Browning. Well, he's not a Bill anymore.
Yeah, well, I think the actual ability to punt is secondary to your ability to hold for Tyler Bass.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we doing here?
You have Sam Martin and you have Tyler Bass. No competition in the punter or kicking position. And so you've got that kind of solidified here. And you hope that they stay healthy. If they don't, you obviously go out there and you get somebody from the outside and hope that there's some chemistry one way or the other. Anyways, you've got a feel for Cole Bishop here. And we'll learn more tomorrow about the severity of the injury that pulled him from practice early yesterday, and we know Edwards is week to week with a hamstring injury.
Yeah, so again, Terrell Burgess, there's not a lot on the resume here. I mean, let's be honest, did appear in a dozen games with Washington, starting in one, spent some time with the Giants, their run pick out of Utah with the LA Rams back in 2020. So he was on that Super Bowl team, and again, Utah, I guess, okay, yeah, Cole Bishop being out of Utah. It begs the question. Well, tell me more about Cole Bishop's injury. I don't know. I guess we're going to learn a little bit more tomorrow because they don't have to report on the injuries when we're kind of out of the regular season mode here.
So. Yeah, my fear would be that it's like Edwards, a week-to-week injury. And I think Bishop, you know, these are valuable reps. These are valuable days. This is a guy that probably wants to get on the field, second-round pick. You want to see him on the field. Brandon Bean wants to see him on the field. You want to hit on those draft picks. And it's going to be harder for him, a more challenging way for him to get on the field if he's going to miss any sort of extended time here in the preseason.
Is there a position that is so deep on Buffalo right now that you can make a swap? And Brandon Bean's done this before because I believe it was Eli Ankou. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong on that. But you were deep at that one year at pass rusher. Okay, this guy's not going to make the team. Let's send him off to Philadelphia. That's how Ryan Bates came to Buffalo, Bill. It was one of those, okay, Ryan Bates wasn't going to make the Eagles. Here he comes in. I'm going through the exercise in my mind right now, and I can't tell you a position that right now is just so deep. I mean, maybe linebacker, but you really don't want to trade any of that depth. Not after what happened last year where you're down to A.J. Klein. So right. I don't know, Danger. I don't think there's an area that right now is so deep where you have a player that you're, hey, we're going to cut this guy, but he's going to get swooped up right away. That would be another play there. If there were that guy, hey, maybe you can go figure out which team has a surplus of safety.
Yeah, I think they're also in a different spot, right? Like, they were trying to accumulate as many draft picks as they could, you know, early in the regime of Bean and McDermott to make the play for Josh Allen. Then after that, it was like, well, let's get some more talent around him. I always remember the Wyatt Teller trade to Cleveland. And Wyatt Teller, now you could argue, is one of the best guards, if not the best guard, in the NFL. That was a guy that the Bills had, the Bills drafted, the Bills had in camp. Gave him away for a box of envelopes.
Who's at fault there, though? Because Bean takes the bullet on that one. But it's not Bean's job to, once camp begins, or actually, technically, once OTAs begin and everything in the mini camps and whatnot, if the coaches are the ones kind of making the recommendation.
Yeah, I also think we don't have insight as to what is said in meeting rooms or how players interact with teammates or what their attitudes are like on the field and off. But we do know that Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean have their types. And specifically, Sean McDermott wants a certain type of player, certain type of character. And I don't know, when you make these signings, I wonder if these guys fit that profile, that character profile, or if it's just moves made out of desperation. Now, in the case of Jackson yesterday, Bean told us that this is a guy they've had their eye on and that they wanted to bring on board sooner rather as recently as last year. They just weren't able to make it work.
Speaking of types here, I don't know if you saw this note. This was from the last episode of the Hard Knocks with the Giants, the OTA, the offseason, whatever. You got a glimpse. Wasn't their draft board? It was, okay, here's the guys that were actually drafted, and it gives you kind of the running order. But what made this interesting was the Giants had a color coding system. And the color coding system for all these players was this. If the player was graded, it was highlighted in blue, he was an all-around good leader, teammate, person, somebody that brings you that intangible. It coded in red, a medical concern, purple, there were character concerns, gray, interlast sleuths figured this out, multi-positional. There was another one, pink, that nobody's kind of figured out. But I'm bringing this up because you brought up the Bills have a type. And again, this is Joe Shane doing this. What were the codes there for the first few picks of the Buffalo Bills? Cam Coleman didn't get a code. He wasn't a blue. But Cole Bishop was a blue. Mm. And Dwayne Carter was a blue. Mm-hmm. Weren't too many blues on the board, but the Bills also reaching for those blue players.
Well, yeah, and I have a feeling that those are the players that if I think most teams want the guys that have that leadership quality, that have no character concerns, that you can bring in and think eventually this player could be one of our team leaders down the road. Cole Bishop could be that guy. Taylor Rapp may be that guy this year. You didn't draft him, but you got him last year for nothing.
Taylor Rapp, I mean, we had him on last year. Love his story and love how he kind of embraced. And it took a while for that to kind of click in. I'm softening my stance on Taylor Rapp, maybe because I have to. I'm like, oh.
He's the guy. He's the guy.
He is,
and when
yeah.
we talked to Jim Miller yesterday from NFL Radio, I mean, we basically said, you know, what Taylor Rapp said to Buffalo, to the front office, was essentially like, this might be the best thing for me. This might be the best place. This might have been the biggest blessing I could have received. I love being here. I want to be a part of this long term. And he got the extension in the offseason. I got that sense from him last year when mm-hmm. we talked to him at camp. Like, this guy recognizes that there's an opportunity here, and maybe it isn't last season when you still have, you know, Poyer and Hyde, but even when he did eventually get on the field late in the season, he got better, you know, over the course of time.
Yeah, and Sal Capaccio is the one who made the point to us, like, Poyer and Hyde last year weren't exactly Poyer and Hyde.
Yeah, I think both of those players are just kind of held together with bubble gum and paper clips at this point of their career.
That being said, Poyer comes up with a big interception. If it's not for Poyer's interception,
yeah.
we would have been like,
still making plays.
You're kidding me. You fake punted with DeMar Hamlin. I mean, well, Poyer bailed him out on
that's
that.
Right. That's right. We're back at camp tomorrow, and the team is back at practice tomorrow.
Can we get AC at camp?
Nah. You're getting comfortable again.
Well, what was funny was, like, I was thinking this. I'm sure Bronny was thinking this right off the top of the show. Tasker, oh, it's so good to be, like, right off the bat.
Yeah.
So good to be
nice
in AC.
Nice to be back in AC, temperature-controlled, air-conditioned comfort. Look, it's a lot of fun. It's a privilege to be out there, and hopefully you're enjoying the content. We're enjoying giving it to you and providing you with it. But yeah, the heat has been something, and we're not playing. We're not out there, but just being on the field, you feel it. And those players are freaks. They are doing it in full pads. They are going, you know, full blast.
And if you pay attention, like where you have the Policini grandstands, and to the left there, you're looking away from the dorm there. You'll just notice these tents. Well, that's where the players can go in and get treatment. That's where they can also go in the cool tub. I cannot imagine what that would be like, Danger.
They going do the ice bath, yeah.
Yeah, doing the ice bath right after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where Greg Rousseau, we talked to him. He loved it.
I think I would love it, too. After you know, I can't relate to what they go through after every practice. But let's just break it down in dad terms here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You go for a dad run, you know, you maybe push it a little bit, that final kilometer of your 5K, or even better, you're out in the yard, you're just doing yard work, you're getting frothy, just out there in the sun, baking in the sun, doing some heavy lifting, whatever it might be, moving some earth. Oh, I had a cold tub and plunge right in.
No. The opposite, where maybe you're breaking a little sweat, but it's a 60, 50 degree day. But then you get in the shower and you're getting that, you're turning on the jets maybe.
You like the hot?
Yeah.
Nah, that ain't me.
Yeah.
That ain't me. I that ain't me. I want the
sauna.
Nah.
Yeah.
No. That ain't me. I like the idea of the ice bath after a workout. And yeah, Rousseau was all about it. Gino, I meant to bring this up earlier. Are you a little bit more nervous about our friendly box wine wager upon hearing the news today that Bill Belichick has partnered with Underdog Fantasy on a new show called Coach with Bill Belichick that will premiere through the course of the season? Another bit of media content that Bill Belichick is going to be a part of here this upcoming season, and I'm sure he's not doing it for free.
No, I'm just doing this to pass the time until I get back on the sideline.
Yeah, I forgot about this. The dude has been coaching on an NFL sideline since he joined the Baltimore Colts in 1975. I mean, he's coming up on 50 years of coaching in the NFL. Why would he want to come back after having a season where he's making money for Underdog and, you know, showing up on the Manning cast and making appearances on McAfee?
Greatness.
Inside the NFL. Like, he's going to be so good at media, people are going to be saying to him, don't go back. Don't go back to the sidelines. Stay with us.
Well, that's an interesting point because, all right, say I win the bet, Danger, okay? And after a whole season of Bill Belichick showing what he's really about, eloquent, great points, great communicator. He's somebody, wow, this is the real Bill Belichick.
Not a robot.
Like, all of a sudden, he's going to, hey, back in Dallas.
Revert.
But yeah, like, is that really going to happen? Because, okay, if it's Dallas, Jerry's hiring him to be a showman. Like it depends on where he would go, but what if, like, Belichick morphs? That's my fear, is that, hey, wait a second, this isn't Coach Bell. That you were playing some role here all these years?
Yes. Yes, he was.
To a certain extent, and I might get in trouble for saying this, I think Sean McDermott does that too. I think what Sean McDermott does in front of the media, he is so measured in his responses that what we see, it's not the real Sean McDermott.
Correct. Absolutely correct. I 100% agree with that take. I think from time to time he might say something that humanizes him, like he did day one at training camp. I took my son to Pittsburgh Dairy.
No,
that's an easy thing to say on day one.
That's calculated.
Yes,
that's
of course it's calculated, but it's calculated in a way, he's saying it in a way to make himself appear less robotic and more human, even though it is robotic and calculated that he is saying that strategically on day one of training camp when everybody wants to talk about the milkshakes at Pittsburgh Dairy. I agree with that 100%. I think if we all had a chance to have a beer with the real Sean McDermott, not Coach Sean McDermott, we would all probably say, oh, he's like one of us. He's just a regular guy. He's a normal guy. You can talk to him about anything. But because he's in the role that he's in, you have to be guarded. You have to be robotic. You have to have your cliches memorized, right? Like the scene from Bull Durham.
Well, Bull Durham,
You know, he's telling Nuke how he's got to have his cliches known. You have to know them. You have to memorize them. You have to study them. You have to know exactly what they're going to come at you with and know exactly how you're going to respond. And I think that McDermott, I think a lot of NFL coaches are, you know, the ones that aren't as good at it, even guys that let their guard down or let themselves be themselves, like Dan Campbell, right?
Yeah.
Guy is super confident. It's just an exaggerated version of his persona. But even Dan Campbell is going to not say everything all the time.
That's why if, like, all of a sudden Rex Ryan walked in.
Tough.
I don't think he would be like we'd be expecting Rex Ryan, like, hey, ha, ha, ha,
yeah.
joke.
The NFL isn't like that anymore, man. Like, is there anybody in the NFL? Campbell, to me, is the closest thing that you have to a showman like Ryan was. I don't know that there's anything like that anymore in the NFL.
That's a shame, though.
I kind of miss it, yeah.
Yeah.
The Jerry Glanvilles, the Rex Ryans.
I give McDaniel credit. He's different. I will take different. Like he's not a showman. He's not my cup of tea, but, like, okay, that's different.
He's different.
Yeah.
Yes, he is different. Dayball's a little different, I suppose. But nobody, I mean, Campbell, I think, is the closest thing you have to that, to a guy like Rex or Jerry Glanville. Just kind of like characters. Just showmen, characters. So, yeah, I think Sean McDermott is that for sure. I think Bill Belichick was that his entire coaching career. He's not going to give you anything if you have media availability. He just knows this is how I'm going to act as I'm facing forward to the media every time I'm in front of a camera.
Well, I think, okay, so let's play this out here to answer your question. Like, what came up today with the NFC South? Like, wait a second. PJ Glasser is picking the Carolina Panthers to win the division. I don't agree with that necessarily, but what he is, a point he made is, look at the rest of the division. Like, they could have a new head coach in New Orleans. Oh, yeah, I could see that in Tampa. Oh, definitely Atlanta, Raheem Moore. Okay, maybe all these teams. There's going to be many job openings, okay? You're an owner. Why wouldn't you want 2 hours to sit down with, I'll say this, one of the greatest. I don't want to get into an argument, is he the greatest or not? Yeah. But you have, okay, the greatest living coach,
sure.
Okay? Can we say that? Bill Walsh is dead. You can't talk to him. Okay, yeah, yeah. So Bill Belichick, greatest living coach today. Why wouldn't you want that opportunity? Oh, my gosh. He just swayed me. That's why he's going to get another job.
He'll get the opportunity I would think he would get. He didn't get them this year, which was a little surprising to me. But maybe a year removed and the stench of New England and how it ended behind him, maybe he gets it. I still don't think he gets a job. I still think he's going to be in media moving forward. And I'm going to enjoy a nice bottle of, a nice box of...
Gonna open the box right on the show here, show you everybody how to like.
Not. You're such a talker. You're not drinking a glass of box wine on the air. You're too professional for that.
I did that last holiday. Remember, I spilled it all over the keyboard. That was not good.
Oh no, yeah. No, don't do that, yeah. Derek. Hope you're not listening, Pizza Dude. Let's get to a round of shots next in the sports bar.
Yeah, we haven't talked golf here recently because, well, there aren't any majors, but there is one golfer right now that, wait a second, kind of curious story here where people are showing up with signs protesting this golfer with severe money problems. This is a bizarre story. We'll tell you about that coming up. We'll give you an update here from the Olympics, the updated medal count. It's like a good news, bad news kind of thing with the United States here. Got some Yankee news here today. Really all positive here, too, as we'll get to that. Oh, and by the way, Nebraska football opening up. Was that really Patrick Mahomes in Nebraska football camp today? Why was that? We'll get into that.
Yeah. Okay, that's coming up in more. A round of shots on the way. And last call before 6 o'clock. You can have the final say here on the Sports Bar at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Bills players off today. Practice resuming at 9:45 a.m. tomorrow. Another transaction today. Terrell Burgess is a safety. Chris Brown with more.
Burgess, a University of Utah grad, much like Cole Bishop. So a couple of Utah Utes at the same position there, although one is currently spelling the other. But he and Kareem Jackson suddenly will be needed here, and they're going to have to be quick on the uptake.
To make room on the 91-man roster, the Bills releasing punter Jack Browning. The Yankees get a win 6-5, sweeping out Philadelphia. The Orioles 10-4 today over the Jays. Red Sox and Mariners are tied at 1. They're in the fourth. It's the Mets falling at home to the Twins 8-3. Braves over the Brewers by a 6-2 score. The Red Wings win in the bottom of the 10th, 3-2 over Omaha. Gene Battaglin, the sports leader, the Fan Rochester.
Rochester's home for live sports and the best sports talk anywhere. The sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Observation on the Olympics. Volleyball. And it doesn't matter if it's men's or it's women's. You have the one player on either squad that wears the different colored jersey. You're singling that player out. That would the I know the position. I forget the name of the position, and shame on me. I should know, but it's usually the smallest person on the team. So not only are you singling them out by making them wear a different colored jersey, you're also reminding everybody, yeah, this is the person that can't go up and spike it at any point.
The mixed bag today for the United States in terms of on the court. Okay, they won the men's basketball team 106-83.
They don't have to apologize for a win.
South Sudan, they didn't cover.
No, that's fine.
Except the 3-on-3. Now, the 3-on-3, like Jimmer Fredette, remember him?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he's, well.
He's playing in the 3-on-3?
Yeah, they lost to Poland today.
Oh.
Poland, I don't mean to be mean, but they look like guys from the Y. These just look like pickup basketball guys. Like, they don't look like professionals, but They're making plays, and they beat the U.S. and Jimmer for that today.
I wonder, I'm not even close to a casual observer, I should say, of 3-on-3 basketball. So I don't know the nuances between what we watch in the NBA or in college hoops versus what 3-on-3 looks like. But I imagine that's what it's closer to. It's closer to your pickup games that you would see in your rec leagues or you know, at the Y.
Well, you get a chance, watch the venue too for the 3-on-3. Everything looks kind of first class and everything else. I really like the outdoor volleyball and the shadow there of the Eiffel Tower. The 3-on-3, this looks like a warehouse with just some portable bleachers they brought in. It really does have that kind of, all right, we're going to play some pickup games here. So,
did they figure out what to do with the river? Did they actually compete? Did any of the swimmers contract
fungus
or virus or grow an additional limb after
swimming?
Yet to see
the results from the triathlon today, but the same river. Yes.
I hope I can win multiple medals because I swam in the river, and now I have two necks. I can hang more medals around my necks. It'll be great.
What barometer are we using here for the medal count? Is it most overall medals, or are we just strictly by gold?
This drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I know that we're going to take pride one way or the other. And if I'm not mistaken, Team USA, I think, has the most medals right now.
That's correct. They have 30. Next up is the host, France, with 26.
We also have, if I'm not mistaken, maybe next to the host nation, the most athletes competing at the games. So, yeah, we should have a lot of medals. We have more athletes competing than anybody.
Well, we have the most medals, but we don't have the most golds. China has 9 right now, the U.S. with 5. So we're coming up on the midway point here this week.
I'm not going to diminish any of the accomplishments of any of these athletes. If you get a silver medal, congratulations. If you get a bronze medal, congratulations. But I would rather celebrate true greatness, the gold medal winner, the best of the best. Second place set of steak knives, right? I mean, are we going to be satisfied if the Bills make it to the Super Bowl again and lose again? No, we're not going to be satisfied with that. We want to celebrate.
No, I don't want a silver medal.
Right.
No.
We want greatness. But I do feel a little bit of that. Oh, this is wonderful. The men's team finishing, in third and getting a bronze for gymnastics. They hadn't medaled since, 2008 or something like that. That's progress. But I don't know that we need to be celebrating it.
The fallout here, one follow-up story, I should say, just from the Major League Baseball trading deadline. Yankees had a deal in place to bring in a starting pitcher, but they backed out.
Oh.
Jack Flaherty eventually got dealt from the Tigers to the Dodgers. Not that that was a top need for the Yankees, but certainly it would have been nice. According to the Athletics, Ken Rosenthal, the Yankees backed out because of Flaherty's medical records. Yankees today completing the sweep 6-5 over the Phillies. DJ LeMahieu has Mike Danger bet the under.
Yeah, you're welcome, Yankee fans. I decided to bet under 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs for DJ LeMahieu. How'd that work out for your boy?
Well, hits, runs, RBIs. He actually...
One swing of the bat killed me.
If you add it all up, it was the favorite number of the sports bar, buddy. 1 run, 2 hits, 6 RBIs, 6.
Nine
he
times.
Batted in every single run today.
Yeah.
Get a load of that. Nestor Cortez getting the win.
And LeMahieu has been putrid. I mean, he's just like every time he's up, I'm like, oh, this is going to disappoint. He's going to disappoint again. Last night, he's going to disappoint. Oh, he's going to disappoint. I took the bet today. I'm like, yeah, there's no chance. No way. And of course. So, yeah, if you want to make money in sports wagering, fade your boy in Major League Baseball. July can't end soon enough. I need to get hot again soon. It's driving me crazy.
The one thing I always wondered, like Philadelphia and New York, pretty close. The Yankees still flying back? Or do you just kind of get, I don't know, it's that close, so they actually...
They got to be on like their own charter jet, right?
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you're here every once in a while, oh, this team took the train or whatever.
You're a Philly fan. Are you a little bit nervous right now? Are you gripping a little bit? Does this feel like a slump?
You shouldn't. Like, there's no shame in losing to the Yankees. Yes, you got swept. Yankees, by the way, they're off tomorrow. They are back home against the Blue Jays this weekend. There was a little storyline last night that got Yankee fans concerned in regards to Gerrit Cole. The Yankees ace scratched last night with the general phrase of body fatigue, which at this time of year, don't we have a little body fatigue?
Yeah, he needs a day off. Good.
Yeah, the good news is that Cole threw out of the bullpen today. Everything went well. He is going to start against Toronto. We're just not sure which day yet.
Hey, look, mentally, if he got shelled against the Mets his last time out, mentally, if he needs a day, give him a day. Let him take the day. If he goes out and gets shelled last night against the Phillies, you got a bigger problem on your hands. Like, what's wrong with Gerrit Cole?
Have you followed the story with Tony Finau?
No, I don't know what's going on. Tony Finau is like one of my favorite golfers who I feel like never wins anything.
Well, this is weird. And I get the sense this is a story that's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So he shows up for a tournament in Utah. Okay. And he's got a driver. He's in the passenger seat, and the car gets stopped. Okay. This is according to the Desert News, reliable source, I should say, on Utah. Protesters showing up, all holding various signs. Keep your word. Tony, pay your debts. Tony, pay your family back. Tony, don't forget Uncle Toa.
What are we talking about here?
Apparently, this is a story that's growing that he is in big-time debt.
Who's and Uncle Toa?
I don't know. And who I would
why
assume,
are they protesting?
Yes.
I don't understand this. What? So if he's in debt.
He's in debt. So whoever he's in debt to wanted the world to know
by showing up to this golf tournament and holding up signs that read, keep your word, pay your family back, everything else here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one way to do it. I mean, in my family, I think you just show up to his house with a golf club and you take out his ankle again.
You don't want to do that.
You just do it under the cloak of darkness.
No.
You hire a guy.
No,
you get somebody.
No, no, no.
No, that's not the way you do it?
No.
I mean, I don't know what family you grew up in. It's not the family I grew up in. It's the family I married into. I think that's how they would solve their problems.
All right. So.
They would take, you know, you owe us money?
Well, at some point you would think the tour has to be like, okay, like we need extra security around here because now this will be a storyline. Like, wait a second, are we going to have family members asking for money here? Going right in the...
Is he going to get heckled while he's on the course because he's in debt? That's curious to me. I talk about Tony Finau's ankle. I mean, like, you fall in love with Tony Finau when he's celebrating... Years ago, remember that the par three, and he his ankle becomes dislodged, and he just pops it back into place, and he ends up playing through that weekend at the match. Like that's like, oh, Tony Finau is a guy. I like this guy. This guy's a nut. I like this guy a lot.
Nebraska football not really relevant anymore. I think we all can kind of agree. They're in a really good conference. I don't know if they're going to make any noise this year. I would guess not. But they're getting run today. Players reporting to camp. And you always get the pictures of reporting to camp. And this includes their quarterback, Dylan Raiola is his name. Okay. Danger, I'm telling you, he is the doppelganger for Patrick Mahomes. So much so that people online were wondering, why was Patrick Mahomes actually at Cornhusker camp today?
That's interesting. So he looks like a Muppet is what you're telling me.
He's got the Muppet hair.
Our friends in the break room this morning were talking about how Kimmy was out at a bar and overheard some 20-somethings talking about how they were going to perm their hair. And it sparked a discussion about the perm. Like, what happened to the perm? The perm went away for good reason. I mean, the perm was something your grandmother probably did, your mother maybe did.
I remember, like, the perm smelled.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
Terrible. But it's now apparently making some sort of comeback with a younger generation, and that's common, right? Like, style and fashion trends kind of evolve and what's old becomes new again. You know, this Gen Xer remembers seeing flannel make a pretty strong comeback a couple of years ago, whenever that was. But they were talking about what would be the cause of the perm having a resurgence. Why all of a sudden is the perm a thing? And if you view it through the lens of sport, Mahomes is the one guy that I could be like, maybe that's the only thing I can come up with.
But I'm thinking he's not perming his hair. Not at all.
No, that's his naturally curly hair. But if you don't have that and you want that, I don't know why you would want to look like a Muppet, but if you want that, how do you get it? You do a perm with tight curls and now you look more like Patrick Mahomes. I don't get it. And I don't know what this quarterback for Nebraska looks like, but if he's going for that look.
No, he looks like, I don't know if that's a perm or not. That's a good point. Like, is he actually going out of his way to, hey, everybody. Now, if he started talking like that,
we're just excited about the opener and, playing in the Big Ten. Yep.
Hi-ho, Patrick Mahomes here for Heinz Ketchup. I like to put it on my steak every night.
Oh, yeah, no real competition in the AFC. Yeah. Hey, Jay Binkley, how are you today?
Dueling Kermits in the sports bar.
What else
do you guys want from us? I mean, how much more can we put out there than dueling Kermits off the top of our heads?
Somewhere in like Fisher, like a picture like Brandon Bean. Yeah, do we really have to bring anybody over to this show anymore, these guys? I mean, really, it's not going to be.
It's so good. We are back tomorrow at St. John Fisher University. It'll be day 7 of Buffalo Bills training camp after a day off today. Lots to get to. We'll let you know who's stopping by the sports bar.
And may I make a suggestion? We're in studio today.
Yeah.
Last call. This is the opportunity. You've had the take all week. Your time to tell us we're wrong or right or whatever it is you've been thinking about. 866-4FAN.
The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel, America's number one sports book. I'm Mike Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 95.7 The Fan, because right now, if you're a new customer, you can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams in all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton and soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Mike to sign up and start betting the games today. FanDuel.com/Mike. Make every moment more with FanDuel. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester. Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on The Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Well, it was a short-lived stay in our climate-controlled studios here at High Falls in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, as we're back at St. John Fisher again tomorrow for day 7 of Buffalo Bills training camp. Looking forward to having some great conversation and some observations around tomorrow's practice and around the Buffalo Bills. And to do that, we welcome in a couple of the brightest minds covering this team. That includes 13 Wham Sports, BuffaloPlus.com's Dan Fates, who will be stopping by.
Are we allowed to talk baseball with Dan? Make him sweat a little bit tomorrow?
I'm going to let the two of you talk baseball, and I'll just maybe I'll kind of poke and prod a little bit and stir the pot.
Tasker comes up to Catalina and I yesterday, called baseball a picnic sport, like it's softball. It's not funny.
I love it. I think it's great. I like baseball, but I get what he's saying. I get what he's saying, and I love that he just put himself out there in front of you and Catalina. Well, baseball is a picnic sport. Can I make that a take of the year nominee?
I'm ready to defend my turf and putting up my fist, and he walks away. And that's
you,
it.
You can't do it. It's Steve Tasker.
It's Steve Tasker. Yeah.
You're not, what are you going to do? Defend your turf? No, you're just going to take that punishment from Steve Tasker, who's just crapping on your sport.
Steve Tasker, who should be in the Hall of Fame. Steve Tasker, who, growing up, probably guy that was my favorite Buffalo Bill, and a lot of people. And here he is, just
baseball,
like,
baseball is a picnic sport. Wow.
Like it's the family barbecue. Hey, let's play a little pickup.
Still lay him out, man. He just absolutely decked you guys with that one. You can talk a little baseball with Fatesy tomorrow when he joins us in the Sports Bar. We'll also be joined tomorrow afternoon by the host of the Locked On Bills pod. That's Joe Marino. You can hear Locked On Bills and all the Locked On podcasts in the free-to-download Odyssey app. Joe Marino, I think this is his last day at camp before he cuts out.
Yeah, he's going to mosey out. So I want to talk about the safeties with him. Like, give us a little bit more data, because, like, somebody who watches a game through the X and O sort of prism, and this is a different Bills defense, certainly. They run the three defensive backs, essentially. Three safeties, I should say, with Taron Johnson as your nickelback. Well, can this work with Hamlin, Rapp, and Johnson, or any of these guys? Ron just wrote to me here. Johnny Boxspring. Hey, any of these guys more than Cam Fodder? And I would say no at this point.
I think Jackson might be something, because Brandon Bean told us yesterday that they were looking at him last year. So they like that player. They were trying to get him last year.
But I would say, okay, then why wasn't he here sooner?
Well, he was dealing with all that, you know, all those suspensions and everything that he had to deal with. Made it a little bit tricky. But yeah, Marino does a great job scouting players, scouting prospects, you know, through the college ranks as well. So we can talk a little bit about the game of Cole Bishop. And hopefully we'll find out tomorrow whether or not his injury sustained yesterday in practice is anything severe, how long it might keep him sidelined, because he seems like he'd be missing some valuable reps here in the preseason if it's an extended leave here for safety Cole Bishop. And what do these two new signings mean for that defensive backfield of the Buffalo Bills? That's Joe Marino. He'll be stopping by the Sports Bar tomorrow. tomorrow afternoon, and we'll likely have somebody Bills related as well, a player or somebody stopping by as well. Look forward to that and look forward to sharing all of that with you. You can follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Search out The Sports Bar, The Fan Rochester, and the free-to-download Odyssey app. You can watch The Sports Bar on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. We're posting videos up there daily. Also, our stream on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. And on your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. Thanks for listening. JR Sport Brief on the way next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.